Our performance measures for 2017 for in all are 53. 10 of them are in administrative. 7 of them in the Charles of Training. 6 of them in rail. 10 in road transport. 8 in field of aviation. 5 in mankind. And 7 in public. And up there. And
Mani Honorable Member, I am not joking, the Israelites are declining in monetary information. Thank you. Thank you very much. Budget program, as you see, in 2019, we are sitting at about 28 billion, right? 28 billion, right? And budget has grown to about 56 billion. So, much more of the increase is 4.5%, and increase is 9%, 17.8%, about 7% in 18%. Additional allocations that we see in the May, there was a road upgrade, the housing field in the project, and the non-foreign network that the road upgrade is part of, and the public transport of vital crime that we see. The next slide deals with budget for the certification. We have broken that down, the road certification for the human employees, with the services, as well as the human children's equipment. There you see that we have got the major chunk of our budget allocated transfer for subsidies, 54.8 billion, the of 4 million, and the compensation of employees at 450. We will highlight more of those things that we proceed through the presentation. They should say that we are currently having about cutting compensation of employees throughout the years that we pay. To the extent that also be cut. 61.1 million in the current financial year, 54.5 million in the next financial year, and 75.6 million in the outside. The next slide is just an indication of how the budget program has affected blind sense with a goal, and it's going to be going to about 65 years in the 1890s. Program 1, the economic classification budget for last year has grown by about 9 million. The majority of it in the growth from the economic side, but in the The next slide deals with program 2, which is the integrated transport planning. there we have for the reduction in the budget from 88 million in the last financial year 2015 to about 78 million in the current financial year. The next slide deals with one of our feeder programs, AFTA-ROUT, which is the next one. This one, we have allocated about 18 billion in this area. The transfer of subsidies is well supported. Process as they do that. And you see that one is growing about 10.2 billion in the house. Program 4 is the road transport, is our biggest program. We have been allocated 24.5 billion in the financial year, growing from about 23 billion. We have about 1.5 billion. Much more of that money is going to out-of-the-way program and all of those upgrades. And then that will go to about 29.8 billion in the year 2018. Program 5, civil aviation. That program, the amount was given an amount of about 100 million in the 2019 financial year from a one-off program project that we're going to use to specialize certain systems for certain airplanes in our airspace and ships in our territorial waters. That is the program that we are able to answer to the civil aviation program. Program 6 is a budget of 121.7 million. That is the area where we have the major maritime transport policy. We are going to be doing operation in particular, the project economy, and all those in that program. The last program is program 7, the third bigger program in the department, focusing on public transport. You will see that the budget is rising at 400 million from 11.5 billion to 11.6 billion. The majority of these infrastructure facilities for that is going to be. The next slide gives you an indication of how the renewal and compensation of employees has been done. The most important part that we would like to highlight is the budget plan that is being opened here. You see that the first adjustment was done in the 2015-16 MTF, where 27 million was cut, and 29 million was cut, and 22 million was cut. So, like the range of about 100 million was cut in the MTF, period for that year. For this year, the cut will be removed in the 29. In the next financial year, there is a further 34 million there in the next administrative, and it's going to be cut, and there's going to be 64 million that is going to cut in the outer year. So a cut in the compensation budget last year we had 27 million cut. This current year 29 million cut. In the medium term 60 million cut. And in the 18-19 we have 4 million cut. That would obviously impact. The next slide that shows the impact of that compensation of employee cut budget. We have got a total number of both approved establishments. About 750 of them that have been funded, about 151 that were funded in the previous year, at 389 million. In the current year, we have added about 17 posts to the funded posts. We now have 752 posts that are funded. Of course, the engine has not been filled yet. And we have got 134 posts that are funded, and we are keeping with a budget of 432. So remember to do that thing that we have got a lot of 15 DBG. And where those posts that we have are not funded as a result of the cutting of funds. So we are really talking to the Treasury to ensure that we keep those posts at a higher level, all those things that we have been funded. In our goods and services budget, you see that the increase based on line application has been 716. In the current financial year, we have reached a budget reduction of 1 million. We have additional funds for the satellite tracking system,
We tell you that the same thing, the baseline of the input of about 38 will be a plus one of the result of 100 million, and we're sitting at 7 to 4.9 million. And you see that in the medium term, going forward to about 4.5 million, and it will be back in the next year, and that's 35 million in the after year. The next part goes to major transfers, mainly to provinces. And our bigger agencies are doing implementation and financial. Prada in the financial year gets 18.8 billion rand, which is going to be our cutting down the strategic progressive decisions where the money will be spent. Sandra will get 18.9 billion transfer. Provincial road mental grants, where we do provincial route is 10 to 2 billion, and then the public transport operations, and then the bus subsidies about 5.4 billion rand, and we have public transport network grants of about 5.5 where we fund our BRTs and the like. So the total major transfer is 4 billion. Continue to FRASA, that is a breakdown of how the budget has gone over the years. We see that in 2012-13, FRASA was allocated only 10.2 billion, and it will go to about 21 billion in the 2018-19, which is a good growth. And that helps with the metro rail, follow the mail, and subsidize what happened in the passenger system in the metro area, about 450,000 long for industry. The next slide just gives you a breakdown from the FRASA side of where the money is going to be spent. 18.8 billion is going to cut, 14.6 billion goes to capital expenditure, the operational expenditure, which is around 4.6 billion. And the rolling stock split renewal program will get about 4.1 billion, and the signaling will get 1.8 billion, whereas the general loan is pushing to get 1.2 billion. The next slide is an indication on the road side of Sandal and the provincial road maintenance grants. You see there is a healthy growth of about 9.7 billion, but then it will grow to 17.8 billion in the year. TRMD, which is provincial road maintenance grants, 6.8 billion, but it will grow to 11.5 billion in the outside. The next slide that comes down the summer amount with the current budget of 4.5, and you see that the housing project has about 425 million, going about 505 in 2018-19, and you see that capital portion is 9.3 billion rand, non-toll network there of about 7.9, and we wanted to just bring up how the road budget in the financial year, 1.2 billion in the next financial year, and 1.8 billion in the outside year. The next one just shows the growth in the provincial road maintenance fund that it has grown in the year 9-10, it was about 4.1 billion, it is now going up 7.2 billion in the current financial year. Provincial Road Maintenance Grant now has been cut. In the next slide, we have to show a provincial breakup of that TRMD. You see that the biggest chunk goes to KZN, going to 1.9 billion. The next one goes to Mpumalanga for 1.6 billion, and you see that this page, and you can take that 1.2 billion each, and then the next one is 994 million in Popo, and 95 billion in the West, and 855, and the Western Cape at 839. That's the total of about 10.2 billion, and that amount is also about 11.5 billion in the outside year. Public transport, Maria the Cooker, we have been doing part of the year, much more of the work that Father has in the public health area, in the other side, where we do a bit of outreach and money that we spend over the year, and we see that there is money for safety research, and there is also the public transport network grant, and you have to there, you have to also public transport operations and that you see. And there's a healthy growth in Prata budget, there is a slight growth on the PCOG, the PPNG as well, also going quite healthy. The next slide, just give you a breakdown of public transport operation grants, which is known as the bus subsidy. They have grown from 3.8 billion in the 9-10 years to about 5.4 billion. And here we have an increase of about 200 million. This is the area where we think that also we put us much more of a benefit than provided us for us. The one we really want in the kitchen boys and the one in the bus in the kitchen boys were accorded with us, and we are supporting with hotels in that area. But the budget has been growing much more less than what the inflation rate is in that area. Operators no longer are able to operate in that area. So those who collapse the things are not coming back to the state for the tenant. Now the B2G broke down by province, as it is, this is the historical issue of where the subsidies are seen. The majority being in housing, that's about 2 billion for Lulu Natal, 1 billion, Western Cape about 870 million, and Mumalanga 549, 4.36, and you see today that's 241, and you can see that about 218, and Lower King, Western Cape, that's historically not very big in the area of about that. The next one is public transport network grant, that I said has grown from 4.8 million to about 5.5 million in this current financial year, to grow again to about 6.7 million in the outlying year. Here is where we fund the DRG, the Avaya, and all those who are seeking to hold a funded for the plan, and this is the grant to move fund. You'll see the breakdown in the next slide. That gives you about 5.5 billion. That has been reduced, as you can see, by about 400 million. The biggest chunk goes to the city of Johannesburg. And the next one goes to the city of about 950. You'll see the city of Swan also about 950. You'll see the city of Cape Town, 950. 950, and the rest of the ones which is smaller is every million is about 500 million, and so as this is covering money is allocated. So the total allocation is 5.5, and as I said, it will go to about 2.7 million. You'll see that Nelson Mandela gets a zero, mainly because there was a rollover of what about the grants with the much of that money in the financial year, and you'll see that there is more than we have a smaller breakdown of other transfers that we made, about 817, and the majority of it goes to all our entities that are under civil threat. The bigger part is the other part of the civil spreading, which is about 363 million. And that's the project that we did. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The next slide is not in the first package. Thank you very much, Minister BG, and the Department of Transport for the presentation. It was a big budget, or at least a big budget, and therefore we were doing the same to go into a lot of explanations, particularly, and I appreciate
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, and thank you to the Minister and the Department for being here in support. It's nice to be visited by the Minister, and I don't mean sarcastically. I've got to know the Minister since 2009, and I have great appreciation for her dedication to the job. Chairperson, there are a number of issues that one can deduct from all of this, and it's very difficult to go evacuate, but because the Minister refers specifically to the failings that we have on the provincial side. And that is my concern as well, because in the Eastern Cape there was a lot of unspent money. Road maintenance programs in 5 district municipalities were not allocated in the last financial year in June, and then in October again, and as you know, then you lose money for that purpose. And when the Premier made his speech not so long ago here in the budget vote, he said that money is not lost for the province, it will be rolled over. I'm just concerned that we, and the Minister will help me out here, whether we are now getting less money because we can't prove to be able to spend it. Because if that is the case, then we really have to help the Minister to get the province to perform the way they should. And our roads really speak of the lack of maintenance in the Eastern Cape. And I would like to, I appreciate the provincial allocations here. I would also like a project allocation, because, you know, the Sundown budget has been increased by 1.7 billion, which is amazing. And I'm just worried that the Department of Transport is getting more work in terms of the incapabilities of the provinces to perform the duties. So somehow taking over the job to do the work of the provinces, and do we have a list of the roads that somehow is responsible for in each province? For instance, in the western part of the Eastern Cape, I know that from Port Elizabeth, the R102 has been allocated to somehow. I know that the R62 is being allocated to Sunrod. And so it goes on. The further east you move, the more roads are being allocated. But it's important that you know who is to be addressing something wrong on the road and to do our supervision. So that's the first big issue. Then, the road to rail program is such an important program, because it is the only way out to get our roads into a more sustainable, manageable system, safe road system or safe road network. And I'm wondering if the Minister could just a little bit more embroider on how far we are with this program and what progress have we really made. When I look at the annual performance plan, all the targets are there, but like all these things have been said, they have done this and this and this to take more lives on the road. So on a national level, I'd like to ask the minister, how much road heavy duty traffic have been taken off and put onto the rail to improve the heavy duty traffic on the road? And then the fragile destruction that's taking place now. Now I see there's a lot of money and the budget is growing really nicely for Prada. And I know that there's a complete, I listened to my colleagues in the transport department this morning, and the need for X number of trains for this area specifically, and it's just pretty paper. It's something like 140 something effectively, and there's something in the 80s that are inspiration. And the recent sabotage that we had, I call it sabotage, I don't know what else to call it. What negotiations are on in terms of trying to prevent the conflict between the taxi industry and Prada? And is there a conflict, or what is making it so difficult for the two lots to operate in conjunction? And then the closing down of non-functional entities, you will remember that the Minister of Finance is in the Minister of Finance the first, in his budget said the other day that all non-functioning entities must be closed down. Are there any entities that the Minister has considered to close down? And if so, which ones are they? And how would the, I didn't see the last bit of the budget there, and I'm concerned that we have a whole lot of acting leaders in a very important infrastructure department, and those positions are not funded. Is it because the department is considering them redundant, or is it because it's a strategy to keep those positions as unfunded so that you have leverage to the Minister or National Treasury to get them at least appointed, and to then retain your Indians on the ground that must do the actual work? My concern also furthermore in the department is the number of engineers, or the lack of engineers that we have specifically at provincial level, and whether the Minister would just comment on that one. And I think I've abused my 5 seconds, my business, and thank you for indulging.
You have changed 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to start off with maintenance road infrastructure, and this is specifically on the 1.4 billion that Sunderland can be increased. And my question is that is also, I know they are saying that it is preventing the non-solid network. We know it's actually almost not consistent, it's not existent, because you have to use power. There's no other way to get from the toilet into the airport, just to get power. There is no other way. And my question is, this people that are making money, is this not somehow a way to almost like subsidize the ethos? Because you know that the ethos is not making any but you're not going to do that, but you need to understand. Obviously we've had that along this road as well. And I want to know what has been agreed that I've seen. I just want to say, from the people at 56.33 million shekels, I would just like to know from 1088 to 1011, what exactly says on shekels? Is that just on maintaining that, or is that on creating a new load system that? Because I mean, I need to understand, I'm happy that you're getting more money, like you almost have to have both of them. I need to understand this is the shekels.
Which line have you talked to?
Thank you.
happy with the summer and a lot of smell in the food that the summer
lots of
terms of resources. One of the strategic objectives of such a description is to do all actually, if you look at the number, Jesus of which is somebody closer. Even though we're given just an ingredient of such a frame, it is still a lot. Two questions. The one is it possible, maybe not now, but in the opportune time, you can share with us the time frame so that we can measure that through our secretary and make sure that we are not in the position to know that we can do to the end of the podcast. But it's good to be there. For this year, we all know because of this election year, we have a children that are going to be coming, and we will decide. My second question on that same matter is, how does the GC communicate, do you have the human resource capacity to deal with the process of the education? Now the being, not being even a trained person, you can't give me responsibility for that thing that you have. So I'm talking about the fact of human resource capacity and the legal rights. And that would be my objections to you guys. I still don't agree with that.
And I'm sure you will forget that the because of some of the issues that have been raised, some of the corporate environment and expectations on how to be make it possible as the key departments that work in the local government and provincial government work together to make sure that it's not possible to be able to do that. And I think we would say that again, we would be able to do that. The president is in the center of operations that today to say, how do we there to make sure that as a local government, we have a good policy and we have to do that in mind with the share. But the issue of the promise of being included, I think that the new administration of the new presidency of participating in both the country and the world, and that suddenly indicates the but it indicates the violence only that the country is in the world. And I don't want to indicate, if you remember, I think the other thing was one of those first problems to because of the lack of resources hand over a lot of the work to investors when some time on the structure. And I would believe that as a project of the non-institution that comes from there, we are missing the benefits of the any decision. Because we could then have money that we the little that we had being allocated for other areas that are not that public. So heavily traffic. So it is of use. So that is the first time. But I also want to say that provinces have also realized that South Africa has more capacity for roads rather than in terms of the technical capacity in the agency policy. And I always thank the regional leadership that we do the agency of the change of the focus. And it would be wrong for us to settle provinces with thousands of kilometers of network when they don't have the capacity. And have the capacity that we have in the then to utilize for the limited time of the but only about 22,000 and if you look at the status of the condition of the roads, you realize the very good roads are actually in contact. So what's that for me? So the province can also help focus on the rural as well as the other aspects of the roads that are not necessarily the roads. So I don't want to say that in my favor. I actually want to say that it's an acknowledgement by community that the initially, and I want to say it's openly, because communities need to refuse in the road, understanding that this road allows them to collect revenue in terms of certifying them all these things. And they realize that this is not true. It is not the real situation that this road can give you what they thought would actually get to the revenue. Coming from problems that they have to mention. So I think the issue is an acknowledgement by provinces that we do have the capacity at NEXTA and that NEXTA is responsible. The issue of the road to rail program, I'm speaking of the road that I didn't answer. The road to rail program, we know that we have 85% the road rail manager. And if you look at our focus, even in terms of our national road strategy in the region, we're looking at truly reducing that. But there are instruments that we need to put in place, or frameworks that we need to put in place. Like, for example, the investment that we're doing with the modernization of our rail, and also the freight rail in under transport. But also, you know that we're really finalizing the current climate strategy. And as well as the private sector participation framework, which would be one of the instruments that would allow us to make it possible that we grow the participation of the private sector in the infrastructure and services of our pipelines and allow the designated non
campaigns to boost the more comfortable approach to race. We're getting to the point where we now have those instruments in place, and we need that they will be reforming and stuff on. We would have picked up the APC, some of those instruments are on the main campus, but we were in touch with them. I don't know how the conscious could be accepted. Because where I am, we have enabled and facilitated integration of the rest of the city industry, and I'm sure you have realized that even the modernization of the city, we do have unconstrained created by NASA for the city, because we do recognize the fact that the city industry will be with us for a long time. And it is going to be difficult. There cannot be a connection between Russia and the first world industry. Unless you want to take the new phenomenon in Europe. There is a relative challenge in terms of the association in the industry, the tech industry itself, fighting about the most difficult issue. There are challenges between the DRC system, which is integrated with the Pakistan domestic. We are part of the national forces on the consolidation of the solution on the SOE, but also as a topic, we are identified the resources that SOE that we believe need to be put into a resource. I'm happy to indicate that the research is looking at the whole SOE in particular, and then we are able to be able to we are also, you would know, as part of our international work, we've got the Senate Council Economic Research to be able to merge and bring together this fragmented prohibition of regulatory mandates that we have in the council sector. So that in itself is a reform of the regulatory this is your answer to the issue of level of engineering. Any other questions? You believe that we will be co-subsidizing the and the issue of the R, I'm sorry, the way you let us not come to this as you would come up. Was planning it was not to send us to our institution. The locomotive is those issues that you expect to extend this place a locomotive that is for the problem that is in the factory report and it's the three that have been burned. The three that have just been tested and it will be important for us to share information as opposed to that code we need by a first group of October to change this behind on our track because the testing is extending so there is a difference. They might be all speaking audio through the Spanish part. Like the government said, we are not going to go there to the court and we overlook the left thing that's not in the room. That day there was something happening, and it is happening as to keep the best thing in the room. So you are thinking that I think the government can facilitate that with develop, which is a company in a good way. The policy is I think the best thing is to be a little bit. We do not have a policy.
Thank you.
We have launched two packages. One was the qualification process. We have concluded the one that is currently underway is the skill from which will give us a view of the level of skill that we have to study. From the qualification side, I was amazed at how educated the personnel in the country are. But I think that we all know that the disparity between qualification and the non-qualification is very big. So we'll complete this before which will tell us what are the things and the concept and we try and flag those gaps. But I can assure you that the limited resources that we have in the department in the short period that I've been in the department over a year, we have really come to pass it. Maybe a and the result of how much we the issue of the filling of DDG position is a matter that we in the countries within the the biggest problem we have is the budget shortfall. As the CFO indicated, we will contribute to the budget and the cuts that we are going to have going forward in the NPF. The challenge is if you employ somebody today in the current day, needs to be able to guarantee their salary and conditions of employment for as long as they are employed by the department. We are not in a position to do that because of different tasks that we have been experiencing. We know that we just have to understand what but we think we have been broadly affected and we as a public we will be asking for the assistance of the media to help us those things especially at the strategic team management level. The strategy is the structure that can be organized in the space. The next level is also the Chicago Transportation, which is very important as well. We also have the very important digital network. But we are hoping that we are assistance for the oversight over entities, yes, systems are in place. Most of our entities are close to the road lines, the farm jobs for aviation, and farm maritime, and but in each of those lines, we have people dedicated so many and we also have the governance unit in the legal division that looks at the legal governance aspect of the system. standing in 10 and 15 degrees. But it is there, the system has been in control. We can do much better than that. But we can have the control of the being worried that there is no coronavirus taking place. So that is going to be doing mind of friends and they can check their ABP and talk to them about the findings of the ABP. We have a different medicine. So they are not funded.
And you'll see about if I could help them.
That there is the one question that was raised by the convention about the list of laws. And that was also then repeated by Tundra Bhutukale when she talked about the performance cycle. It may not be something that you can do right now, but you appreciate where we're coming from, that you say that if I am from Bhutan, it would help you to know what plans there are for road infrastructure within the province, so that I will then be able to monitor this and be able to engage with you immediately. It's going to be difficult because some of the roads that we might be referring to may not fall within your ambit of responsibility in the provincial states. I do perhaps what you thought. That was one question. If you remember in this, I think that we agree that we'll get some detail on that. We're not going to try to get the answer now. The second one was just the one raised by Honorable Father on whether there are contracts for the solutions. And then just two more. The one on the Claiborne Bay M1, I assume that you indicated to Honorable Bihale that you will revert to that on that. Right, which brings us to the final one. No, I think the final one is put differently in the middle. I know you've answered on the pandemic in terms of the XP, but I think the question that also comes through from one of the Bihale is to say that if you had this land to be happening on railway coaches, what impact would that have in the budget? I think it's obvious that impact it would have, but to see whether you have considered that in the budget together, or whether the insurance for us to be put in the I think that would have answered the question. So you just put the scholar transport and the bus.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Honourable Chair. In terms of the current money stock, we do have the insurance for that. And as and when things are landing, we do take care of. Other aspects in terms of the deficit, we have the revenue police, which are under the ATCF, who are working with the opposition to deal with the people that are arrested. We only have the deficit in terms of people who are arrested. We don't have the deficit in terms of conditions once the people in our system have the same cost. But what I can indicate to honorable members is that we received this through the relationship regulator and the ATF, and most of the people that are affected after this incident are not from the ATF. Mostly are people who have been waiting for treatment, and those who are staying next to in terms of the new starting team of the new rolling software we are divided for Brasa, there will be a new painting review that is being initiated with the relationship regulator and Brasa in terms of ensuring that we look at the regular reserve to ensure that the regular reserve is required. So it's something that is being working on just by the current system to the modern system vulnerable to paralysis. But we are working on the new system to ensure that we have a 24/7 strategy in terms of ensuring that there is a infrastructure.
I think that you very much have one of the questions and the answer. Also with respect to
because we don't have the right to there's definitely some sort coming around the issue of
When the minister started off, you indicated to us the importance of transport in economic growth and social development. The basis for that, because as the minister has a vision that we share, but also a vision that we are aware of, there's many challenges. I particularly, on behalf of the members, want to thank you for the honest way in which you have engaged with us. We appreciate that, that you have clearly raised the challenges that you're having, and that way it helps us now all the time when we are aware of the weaknesses in the system, because there's a weakness in the transport, and there's also a weakness in our mobility.
type of money.
So thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for the members, for the work that you have put in the preparation of the papers. Do you feel adequately equipped now to also present this budget to the National Council of Provinces? Looking forward to the end of the week and with us. Thank you.